I have Chris Cornell for you.
Okay.
You got him.
Howdy doody, Chris. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm living the dream, buddy. You gave us an artist ID a couple years ago, and you said, this is Chris Cornell, and you're one of my favorite places, Oklahoma. And I never forgot it. Played almost every day. It was such a cool thing. I don't know if you remember that, but I thought that was right, Johnny on the spot right there, buddy.
Well, it's changed now.
Where is it now?
You are my favorite place.
There you go.
Not one of.
Your favorite place, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I love it. So you're calling us here at Rock 100.5 to Cats talk about the new album, Higher Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the new single, which I, you know, because you're Soundgarden vocalist, you're almost, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, your voice is so synonymous with Soundgarden, whatever, but with this new stuff and even some of your other solo albums and stuff, you're going in a totally different artistic kind of direction with the instruments. I noticed that a lot on the new single. Is that a ukulele or a band? I'm trying to remember what it was. Enlighten me.
It's a mandolin.
It's a mandolin, actually.
And it was sort of an afterthought. Like, I think the actual recording of that mandolin I took from the demo. And I think what I did was I recorded the song, and it was all just kind of guitar strumming.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, this needs some other personality going on here. So I came up with that mandolin part. And then after I heard it, I actually took the guitar out. And so the whole first part of the song, I'm just singing to that because I liked it. But that's the only time I've ever used it. I've had that mandolin for like 12 years or maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
I bought it on a whim in a store in Seattle, and I thought it was cool. And it sat in Alan Johannes' garage for like 10 years, and then he gave it back to me when he was cleaning his garage. He was annoyed that it was in there for so long. And then it was in my studio room one day, and now it's on this song that people get to hear. And that's probably the last thing I'll ever do with it.
Right? You put it on eBay and sell it for charity or something, you know? There's
exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen with it. People are already suggesting it.
Are they really? That's awesome. I love it. Well,